Nothing like a little retail therapy. Sorry for the mess.
Yeah, you'll be cleaning it up yourself. I fired the staff.
What?
What? Grease and dirty laundry is getting aired through the maid chain. I questioned the servants, and when no one stepped forward, I had to axe the whole team.
That wasn't fair, Daniel.
For 25 years, not a single employee violated their confidentiality agreements. Now, suddenly, they're gossiping because Sarah spent the night. God, the fact that you still think I'm an idiot makes me laugh.
Do you want to know what I really think, Daniel? I ask myself over and over again, why did he cheat? And let's be honest, we both know you strayed long before you learned the truth about me on our wedding night. What made you lose interest, huh? I'm not doing all of this because I'm a bored housewife. I'm fighting to win you back.
Really? I've been ruminating on your powers of deception, and I realize that everything you say is hidden behind fake concern or a phony smile. In fact, if anything else suspicious happens around here, I'll know you're behind it. And just like today, other people will pay the price until you finally realize that there's no place for you in my life and you leave. Is that him?
Why have you never asked me about my adoptive family?
The only way I could survive letting you go was to imagine you happy.
Well, here's the reality. Ed and Barbara Osborne were my parents. I don't really remember much about her. She died when I was 4. And after that, Dad married Anne.